For a charitable donation of $40,000 each, two fans are getting a pottery lesson and smoke session with Seth Rogen.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I got 40 grand for that. Other odds and ends from the world of the cheap and trashy. A Chicago family's Halloween displays includes a mind-blowing floating Max from Stranger Things. Can you guys
floating
envision?
What? Max. Oh, yeah, yeah. The thing where she was being levitated up in the... Yeah.
The making of that. Have you seen any of the
I haven't seen
scenes?
Any of them, no.
It's pretty interesting.
And guess who caught the COVID? Ringo, but he expects to be back in the studio soon.
Well, I'm waiting for Paul to write some words and Joe to play some licks. And I'm waiting for Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit, playing me drums. While the real talent writes me a hit song, playing me drums. Peace and love. Oh, you're almost done in the other room then.
All right, we are at a couple of minutes after 7 o'clock. Can we go car shopping real quick?
Okay.
This afternoon, those of you who are interested in what's happening at Jack Ingram Porsche, Terry Adams is here. I take him with me to the Porsche and Mercedes-Benz because he is so familiar with those brands. I'm going to go to the Volkswagen store because we've owned those. And at Jack Ingram Volkswagen, what do we have here? I'm having an issue with the website. What do you know? Let's try take two. There we go. They have certified pre-owned Passats and Golfs that you can drive off the lot with one close to 300 a month. That's the online deal. Everything at jackingram.com comes with an online deal that includes 4.99 APR and a minimum down payment. But you can make whatever deal you want. Keep in mind, and this is not going to be, I heard this from an insider, an ongoing thing. The day of the 40% extra value on trade-ins will be coming to a close. So if you've been thinking about making a move on a car and trading in, now is the time to do that. You got some beautiful red Volkswagen Jetta 2019 GLI, a 2019 Tiguan, which is a really nice SUV, and I love the lines on that one. Where others have gone to a more rounder look, the Tiguan has maintained its classic straight line appearance. And they have some 22s in stock. You'll get better deals on those now because the 23s are also rolling in, including an Atlas and a Cross. And they just got another all-electric Volkswagen ID4 Pro S. That's the car I not only got to test drive, but it does an amazing thing. It can make a complete 360 within its own space.
Also looks sharp.
Really does. And I'd never seen that done before because when we were in the ID, there was a car parked in front of us and one behind us. And LJ said, watch this. And we made a complete 360 without even coming close to either bumper. Pretty interesting. And a state-of-the-art cockpit that is second to none. See it all at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. The most unique and, in my opinion, professional Volkswagen dealer I have ever seen. I've been around the business quite a while, and that's a heck of a staff and also a very neat showroom, too. On the Boulevard, or visit jackingramvolkswagen.com, because it's time to love what you drive.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We're just shy of 5 after 7 o'clock. Random facts this hour.
We have a pretty bad accident this morning on Highway 14. If you are coming into Prattville, this is going to be right near Golson Road. Just a couple of miles or so before Big Bass Bait and Tackle and Highway 82. Three vehicles are involved. There are injuries. The road is blocked at this point. If you're headed out to Selma this morning, you're not going to be able to get there at the moment. You will have to sit for a while until they clear this mess. In Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, we are light to moderate. Traffic is building all over the city. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center has a great selection of Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, 4Runners. Your good credit, no money down, will get you on the road today, whatever you want. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Ah, Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, no, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Drat! Missed us again!
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is not headline news. The U.S. Embassy is warning citizens to leave Russia. Except for Steven Seagal, he can stay there as long as he wants. The Supreme Court's approval rating is at an all-time low. It just dropped lower than Tilt-A-Whirl operator and Saturday Night Live sketch writer. Brad Pitt says George Clooney is the world's most handsome man. We struggle just to find one good picture of us to put on the station's website. And today is National Taco Day and National Vodka Day. Although, to be honest, I don't think we've ever had to wait for just one day a year to mix the two. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
All eyes on the skies over Japan earlier today as a North Korean ballistic missile passed over, splashing down in the Pacific. The U.S. condemning Pyongyang's missile firing as dangerous and reckless. As Russian forces suffer more setbacks in Ukraine, speculation continues over whether Vladimir Putin would make good on his threat to use nuclear weapons. The lights slowly coming back on across hurricane-battered parts of Florida. More than 400,000 utility customers are still without power this morning, but crews continue their restoration work. The hurricane blamed for at least 78 deaths. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 400 points. NASDAQ futures 235 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
When you feel stupid, it's because you just got smarter. That's our thought for the day on News Talk
93.1
on News Talk 93.1 FM, where we have some great prizes to give away today. Mm-hmm. As always, our Food Outlet gift certificate and our Seafood Bistro gift card. But Jay's here to tell you about tickets for this year's Wine Fest.
That's right. We've got two pair. So we're going to give away a pair of tickets at some point today and then another pair of tickets at some point this morning. But yeah, two pair for the Wine Fest tickets. It is coming up Friday, October the 14th from 6 until 9 at the Union Station train shed. They'll have wine vendors. They'll have food vendors. They'll have live music. I'll go ahead and tell you now that the Cousins food truck will not be there. In case you're wondering. I know Rich looked at me when I said that.
Well, there you go. You've gone and said it now.
But they will be at the fish at the Seafood and Arts Festival coming up in April.
Oh.
Yeah. They'll be at that one.
In April.
That's in April, another one that Ken pulls off there. But yeah, they're going to have a ton of wine vendors there. You'll get a commemorative glass when you get your ticket. Now, if you win this, you're still going to get that. Proceeds go to Child Protect, which is a fantastic cause for this. And I just think they're 18th, I don't know how many times they've been doing this, but they've been doing it for a long time now. And I know it's 2 weeks away, or at least, you know, a week from Friday away, but if the weather holds like it's been, it'll be a great night for it.
It's been amazing.
So, yeah, that's coming up. And we got tickets to give away. In fact, Ken will be here on Thursday to tell us more about the Riverwalk Wine Festival.
Our good buddy Ken Reynolds. We will look forward to that.
Yeah.
Always love to see Ken. 13 minutes tight for 7 o'clock. This beautiful weather makes it a great opportunity to have your roof checked out. And if you need an improvement, repair, or even a replacement, this is the window of the year to get it done. Call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. Folks are looking for other ways, too, to keep their energy costs minimal because they're going up. Alabama Power and Light raised the rates August 1st. What can you do? Well, start with your windows. If your windows are old and perhaps air is getting in around the cracks, you can caulk them. But you can do better than that by replacing them with energy-efficient windows that Jones Brothers can install. They can also do screen doors. We've used them a couple of times for that. And siding has become an option for people looking to save energy costs. Check it all out at jbroof.com. And, of course, when you need a new one, they're the people to go to because they've been guaranteeing 100% customer satisfaction for 8 decades. And they even show on their website how they have made that happen for a couple of customers. That's 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Important weather anniversary today. Hurricane Opal came ashore 27 years ago today. And went right over the city, full-fledged hurricane, at 10 p.m. at night. Things are a lot quieter this year. Warmer today with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s, mostly sunny skies. Clear, rather cool jacket weather tonight, low 54. Tomorrow will be closer to the mid-80s with more sun. And I think upper 80s look good for Thursday and Friday. Still tolerable humidity, cool jacket weather nights. Then the cold front moves through the state Friday. Friday's actually the warmest day, but behind it on Saturday, you'll feel the difference. Breezy, well, the coolest air of the season. Temperatures in the 70s for highs will go down to the 40s at night. Some real good fair weather coming up for the Alabama National Fair. Right now this morning, with clear skies, let's get a current temperature. You want to? Let's do that. You don't want a stale temperature that's an hour and 15 minutes old.
No.
No, we're at 54 now at 717.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, and we want to thank you for voting us Best Credit Union and Mortgage Company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards, providing awesome products and personal service for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
As I've been telling you, ready to take your call anytime. Our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire, they're very professional, and I love the way it's like a fine-oiled machine because, you know, I told you, had to use them on, it was this early Sunday morning, you know, and they called me right back and said we'll be there in an hour, and it was 55 minutes and they were there and they took care of my problem. I didn't know where that water was coming from and what was causing the leak, you know, I had, but they took care of it at Plumbing by Lukewire, and they diagnose the problem and tell you how much it's going to cost before they fix it, that way there's no surprise, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So, you know, even on a early Sunday morning, in my case there, it's the same price as regular business hours. In fact, regular business hours is any hour at Plumbing by Lukewire. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. Took about a little bit more than a half hour at my house. They check all your plumbing inside and out, and they're looking for something that you don't know that it's about to become a major problem and fix it before it does. And that's great peace of mind if you're going to be going out of town. You don't want to come home like some two of my neighbors have done, come home to a flood, you know, where you walk in and it's squish and everything's ruined, you know. So think about Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
It's Tuesday. You know what that means.
What is it?
That means it's time for Mental Meredith. She has an opinion on everything. And I did not know this myself, but this October is called Sober October. And she was going to participate.
Well, I was going to do this Sober October thing where you don't drink for the whole dang month, but y'all, I only made it 3 hours. Now, I wasn't exactly planning on getting first place in that swine mating call contest. And it wasn't my fault that the grand prize was a ball of Jose Cuervo, but there I was, moaning like a swine and drinking like a fish. And who thought Sober October was a good idea anyway? Do you know how hammered I get on Columbus Day? I pretty much like all them little holidays where you can start drinking at like 10 a.m. and be like, oh, wee, it's a holiday. Last Arbor Day, I got so lit, I swore I'd never drink Jack Daniels again. But then Flag Day rolled around, and after a couple of margaritas, I was like, well, hello, Jack. So anyway, I think I'm still going to try sobriety for 30 days this year, just not in a row. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I hooked up with this guy at a garage sale over the weekend, and I just realized I left the brisket smoker he sold me next to the bed.
Wow.
The brisket what?
Smoker. I even know they made things like brisket smokers. But I do love brisket. All right, 719. We have a very quick break here, starting with local news. And when we come back, part one of Random Facts. Listen carefully and win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question that follows.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. The suspect accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams was in court Monday for a pretrial status hearing. Judge Rice gave both the state and the defense a continuance, but told them the case should be ready no later than October 11th. William Chase Johnson shot and killed Sheriff Williams on November 23rd, 2019. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a case today that is challenging Alabama's congressional district lines. Alabama has 7 congressional districts, one where black voters are the majority. Plaintiffs say the state should have 2 because about 27% of the state is black. The state has been tweaking district lines to reflect population changes after each census, but has made no major changes. A Montgomery man has been arrested in connection to a recent murder. 22-year-old Danico White has been charged with murder and the shooting death of 30-year-old Brittany Bohannon. He's being held in the Montgomery County Detention Facility with no bond. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I do not have PMS.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On October 4th, 1923, the world welcomed little baby Charlton Heston.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's people!
Take your stinking paws off him, you damn dirty doctor!
Oh, sorry. Go ahead and take him from my cold, dead hands!
Charlton Heston, a star is born.
And now, this next segment is made out of
random facts.
Do you see the Charlton Heston impersonation he was doing?
And now, Rich Thomas explains.
He took the same spirit of the guy doing that parody and used it to introduce your random facts.
I like that spirit metaphor. Thank you.
Did you know? Oh, man. There's a...
Do we have to Joey up the room now?
We're going to have to Joey up that window right there.
I'll do that, sir.
Why, thank you, sir. You're a fine, upstanding gentleman. And now I can read with both eyes open instead of closed.
Joey up the room. I
like I'm
that.
Winking at you. Oh, man, that's much better. Wow. Did you know the Buffalo Bills radio network has about 30 stations across upper New York State and northwest PA, Pennsylvania? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pennsylvania. But there's also one radio station, KGAB, KGAB, in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh,
that's
why?
Like 1,500 miles away.
Why?
Because of the Buffalo?
Not because of the Buffalo. One of the players, Josh Allen, who was their star quarterback, attended University of Wyoming. And so they make sure that his games are broadcast in Wyoming.
Interesting. So what pro team do you think has the most affiliates? I'm talking about baseball, basketball, football.
Wow.
Which pro team has the most affiliates?
The Braves?
I was about to say the
Braves. Atlanta
Braves. Yeah, just because of the superstation.
The Atlanta Braves radio network is the largest. And it used to be the St. Louis Cardinals radio network.
I believe so. Really? Yeah, Camelot, yeah.
Because when there was no team in the South, all the Southern stations would pull the closest Southern team, which was St. Louis.
How old's the Braves?
1966.
Six. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think the Miami Marlins radio network has like three.
Yeah, who has the least amount of
professional sports?
Did you know, up until the 19th century, European scientists had little evidence that birds migrated during the winter. They didn't have any idea that, they fly south or they go away. It wasn't until a stork returned to Europe, had a spear through its neck. It was made of African wood, and that proved evidence of long-distance migration.
Wow.
Is that bird preserved somewhere?
I have no idea.
I think you may have done a random fact on that a long time ago, that there is a bird on display, and its head or neck is pierced by a stick.
That was a quick clip.
We're running late.
That was.
Everything.
And I saved us half a second with that.
Everything's a bridge.
Has a stick.
Stick!
Through its neck. That was. It's the last lap. Premature, pardon me.
Did you know that one of the moons of Mars, Phobos is the moon I'm talking about. So Mars has a couple of moons, and Phobos is one of those. Phobos orbits Mars faster than Mars can rotate. So it completes an orbit in just about 7 hours and 39 minutes. If you're on the surface of Mars, you would see Phobos rise in the west, move across the sky in about 4 hours and 15 minutes. It'll set in the east, and then not too long afterwards, you'll see it do it again.
Wow.
So twice each day, you see the moon go across the sky.
As a bonus moon.
Yeah.
I also like the name Phobos. I think that's a cool name for... I learned that name when I was a kid.
Phobos.
Yeah. It's Greek, right?
Yeah. Yes.
They're all Greek.
So it has... What's the other moon, I wonder? What is it called?
Mars's moons, I can tell you.
Mars moons.
Mars moons. Mars moons. Mars moons. They have... there's Titan. There's Europa.
There's Deimos.
Wait a second, I'm sorry. Mars's moons. I don't think those are some that I was talking about there. Yeah, Phobos and Deimos.
Deimos, okay.
That is the most interesting random fact.
No, don't do the drop.
Did you know?
Okay.
Somebody's calling. Did you know? Imantia? I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but Imantia Parrish Shelley, we'll just say Miss Shelley.
Miss Shelley.
She was a Titanic survivor who presented an affidavit with everything that she could complain about while on board, including the way in which she was put into the safety boat during the sinking. Here's my complaints.
We're going down.
For one, the ship sunk.
Yeah.
Let's start with that one. Secondly, the wine was horrible.
Yeah. And the band was off key.
As they were playing Nearer My God to Thee.
I know, right?
I'm curious as to what... You know what? I'm going to do some research during the next break on this and see if I can find what her complaints were.
Like Shelley. Yeah.
What things that she complained about in that. Did you know... Any of you ever own or buy any Cartier products?
Cartier?
Yeah.
No.
It's like high, expensive fashion.
Very much so, yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
They have their own shop in Manhattan,
yeah.
New York.
Well, the owner, Cartier's owner, Richemont, I guess is the guy's name. He bought back 400 million pounds, and pounds I'm using as a currency, not weight, of Cartier watches. That's equivalent to $453 million of watches. He bought those back and then destroyed them just to prevent them from being sold at a discount.
Wow.
What kind of pompous...
Man.
But those are frequently counterfeited, right? I mean,
yeah.
They have knockoffs.
Oh, I'm sure they do, yeah. But he didn't buy the knockoffs. No, he bought back his own product because he didn't want it sold at a discount.
He's a kook.
It's kind of the same thing with Rolex watches.
I heard a dumb joke about Rolex. It said, here's some pros and cons if you're going to buy a Rolex. On one hand, you've got a really cool watch. You own it. On the other hand, you don't. In other words, if you have a Rolex, on one hand, you have a really cool watch. On the other hand, you don't.
Oh, see what he did?
It's a phrase. It's,
yeah.
It's kind of like
a turn of words.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's really bad. But, you know, I'm getting to that age.
What else you got, Dad?
Where you get bad jokes. Did you know the first fax machine was introduced in 1865? That's 11 years before the telephone was invented.
Jeez. First fax machine.
The fax machine. And yet people still give me a fax number to use. It's like, why are you using technology that's been around since 1865?
I wonder if that fax machine worked.
Oh, the first thing they got was probably some kind of, are you want to sell your business? We can, take out a loan.
Fax machines. God.
Fax machine spam is one of the worst things.
They are such a pain.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the U.S. Mint and video games. We will talk about sweet potatoes. Sweet potato fries. Oh, sweet potatoes at the fair. Sweet potato fries at the fair. Oh.
I'm good at my Baumhauers. They're really good.
You can, I know.
Thai sweet sauce.
But see, at the fair, you can get them with, I don't know, syrup of some kind. All sorts of unhealthy things. Deep fried in butter. And deep fried Snickers. Anyway, we're going to talk about, a movie called Hot Rod, which had Andy Samberg in it and also Ian McShane, by the way. It came out back in early 2000s, I think. We will talk about ABBA. And the Golden Raspberry Awards. These are the ones where they award really horrible performances in movies.
Yes.
Throughout the year. They've done a retraction, and they've done it on two occasions. We'll tell you about those. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
Time now for the Baumhauer's Victory Grill Ultimate Iron Bowl Tailgate Experience Phrase That Feeds.
I think it's pretty cool.
And the phrase that feeds is...
Alabama hot chicken. Ooh. Alabama hot chicken. That is so good. And it's something that Bob, it's actually copyrighted. It is so unique and so good. Alabama hot chicken, that is the phrase that feeds. Sometime this afternoon between 3 and 6, I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. If you are, you are eligible to win the Lunch Bunch for 6 giveaway on Friday. And if you win that, you become one of 7 finalists for the Ultimate Iron Bowl Tailgate Experience. Again, your phrase that feeds today, Alabama hot chicken. And that could happen anytime after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Keep our number handy. You should have it in your phone anyway. 272-9228. As we check traffic at 7:33, part 2 of Random Facts coming up.
We have a new accident in Montgomery. This is going to be just up the hill from Troy Highway near the Ford dealership. Minor accident. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. Everywhere else around Montgomery, traffic is building. We got more cars coming into Montgomery on 231, 31. And we have some congestion. Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry as that construction work continues. If you're leaving Prattville on Highway 14 out past the airport at Golson Road, got a 3-vehicle accident. 14 was shut down in both directions. Hopefully they'll have that back open in a few minutes. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has a great selection of Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, 4Runners. Your good credit, nobody doubt, will get you on the road today, whatever you want. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The Alabama National Fair is back, October 7th through 16th. Enjoy the rides, food, and free entertainment with your fair admission.
See the live shark encounter, canines in flight, the Zerbini Family Circus, Pup Down Rockers, and the fan favorite, Swifty Swine Racing Pigs.
Save time and money. Buy your tickets online, discounted from the box office. Available through Ticketmaster on the Alabama National Fair website or through the fair app.
Buying in advance lets you skip the ticket purchase line and start enjoying the fair faster.
The Alabama National Fair.
Sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and HMMA.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
October 4th is Golf Lovers Day. It's a day to take off and play. Hold on. Go ahead, Jimmy. You can tee off. I got this stupid work thing I gotta do real quick. Yes, it's a day to play some golf. Nice shot, Shankopotamus. Keep it on the fairway, not the freeway. Have a happy Golf Lovers Day. Hey, Jimmy, does your husband play golf too?
And now, let's not putz around and get back to part two of
Random Facts.
That's good. Clever. Clever. Did you say you found Miss Shelley's?
I did. It is a full-on affidavit that is like lawyer written.
Just hit me with one, you know, one or two.
Oh, things. Let's see. This cabin, though large and roomy, was not furnished in the comfortable manner as the same accommodation procured on other lines. It looked in a half-finished condition. This room was just as cold as the cell from which we had just been removed, and on asking the steward to have the heat turned on, he answered that it was impossible, as the heating system for the second-class cabins refused to work. That of all the second-class cabins, only three, the three first cabins to be reached by the heat, had any heat at all. And that the heat was so intense that the occupants had complained to the purser, who had ordered the heat shut off entirely. Consequently, the rooms were like ice houses all of the voyage.
She was detailed.
Yeah. Afterwards, when on board the Carpathia, Miss Shelley took pains to inquire of steerage passengers as to whether or not they had heat in the steerage of the Titanic, and received the answer that there was the same trouble with their heating plant, too. Wow. Yeah, wow. She was...
You never get that kind of information on the Spielberg movie, right?
That was James Cameron.
James Cameron, rather.
Yeah. Did you know the U.S. Mint had a dollar coin honoring the very first home video game system developed in 1966 by Ralph Baer? The obverse features the Statue of Liberty, and the reverse depicts the handball video game. I need to find that coin.
Oh. I'm going to find the Statue of Levity. Where is that?
Yeah,
Statue that of Levity.
I would like to... Yeah, I'll have to look that up and see what that actually looks like. I'm kind of curious. Did you know that raw sweet potatoes... You ever had raw sweet potatoes before?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Raw sweet potatoes are actually not very sweet on their own, but they contain an enzyme in which that enzyme will break down the starch in the potato and it turns it into sugar.
Right.
So when a sweet potato is cooked, the higher temperature speeds up that enzyme, resulting in the sweetness of a sweet potato.
So cooking the potato makes it a sweet potato.
Yes, exactly.
But if you're going to make them right, you still got to add brown sugar and stuff to make
it. Oh, yeah.
Brown sugar.
Why don't you taste so good? What did I do?
You're better at Okanaka or Okawaka.
What else is on?
There was a movie that came out in, I don't know what year it was. It was called Hot Rod. It was about this kid who wanted to be a stuntman or whatever. Anyway, there were a ton of stunts in the movie, and no dummies were used in that film. In the first scene, a stuntman breaks his femur in a failed jump in the film. It has a lot, it's a stunt-heavy movie. It's also a comedy, but yeah, so... People get hurt all the time. Did you know almost all of ABBA's songs were written exclusively by Bjorn and Benny, and also their manager Stig, with only one being credited to Frida or Agnetha? And I don't know what that one is. I should look that one up.
They say their manager's name was
Never miss a chance to do it, do you?
You got a Bjorn drop?
No.
Let me see if I can find out which one would have been written by, was it Agnetha or the other one?
Dancing Queen.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not able to. Yeah, I can't tell. I'd have to look that up or take a little bit more time looking that up for you.
Okay.
Did you know the Golden Raspberry Awards, which give out awards for really horrible performances in movies and that sort of thing?
I like that more than the Oscars every year.
Well, they've made retractions on two occasions.
Really? I don't recall those.
Well, one is actually very recent that they made a retraction on, and there was a whole category devoted to Bruce Willis. They retracted that after they found out that he was suffering from
aphasia.
And was doing these to sort of just bank some money, you know, that's the best way he could make the money. So they retracted that one. They also retracted one other award for another act. It was for an actress, and it was Shelley Duvall. Can you think of what that would have been for?
Popeye?
No, not Popeye.
I'm not real familiar with
it. There's not very many Shelley Duvall films to go with.
Yeah.
It was another very famous Shelley Duvall movie called The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
They retracted that because of all the stories that came out about how Kubrick dealt with her in a lot of the scenes and stuff. Just torture, really.
Man, directors did a lot of things, especially in movies that are legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we heard the birds. What did Tippi say?
We had Tippi Hedren on, yeah. She said that Hitchcock sexually assaulted her.
Well, Kubrick didn't do anything like that. It was just all the takes he was making her go through and all the stress he was putting on her, I guess, to get what he could get out of her that way. I don't know, but it was not. It was unnecessary, really, but it was torture. So anyway, those are your random facts.
All right, and they're going to get together, convene on a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Today being Tuesday, it's the last week for this week's special, so if you've wanted a nice Hawaiian punch.
Sure.
128 ounce of lemon berry or fruit juice red, that's my favorite. $2.50 at Food Outlet. Cost plus 10% pricing throughout the store. And as you hear the price of things going up, know that Food Outlet is reselling to you at cost plus 10. So you will save on everything in the store, but they do specials every week to help you save a little bit more. Get a whole loaf of Velveeta cheese for under $5. That's hard to find. $4.93 for that. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts are $2.78 per package. And in the meat department, T-Bones, $6.88. Sirloin tip roast, an easy roast to make. But try some cricket dust. Get some cricket dust.
God, sprinkle that. I've been cricket dusting forever.
That's all you need. I just ran into the inventor recently.
Oh, yeah? I love it.
When we had the party at...
Is it local Alabama?
The inventor is, yeah, Mr. Wood. 12 pans of Coke, 12 pans of Coke product.
12 pans?
That pans is a contraction for packed cans.
I love Coke by the
Don't
pan.
You know anything?
That's really quickly.
12 pans, $4.67, and try Wild Mike's Pizza. It's the biggest one in the frozen food section.
And put cricket dust on it, too.
Cricket dust goes on everything.
Cricket dust on pizza is great.
It would work just about on anything.
I've been on a cheese pizza, especially. $5.44, and that'll feed several people. Plus more throughout the store, including household items and detergents, coffee, all those kinds of things you'd like to buy, too. At all three Food Outlet locations, 3543 Highway 14 in the Millbrook. In Prattville on East Main at 720, west of 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, right next door to that. I'm pretty good about being there between 7:30 and 7:35.
I have proof because I get Chase Grimm's.
Before we do the pop quiz, we have William B.
He's got a Trevor report.
All right, what you got?
Good morning. Yeah, 85 southbound, right there at the Chantilly on-ramp going right. south. Something just happened there. They were just now getting out of their cars and everything. It's going to be backed up pretty bad here in just a little bit right there at the Chantilly exit.
All right, we'll get that info to Skipper. Thank you so much for the heads up, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. See you.
All righty. So that's 85 southbound of Chantilly, and we'll get more with Skipper in just a moment. Right now at 7:45, it is time for the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, way earlier in Random Facts, the first Random Fact we ever did, we talked about KGAB.
KGAB.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
It's a radio station, folks.
It is, and it's affiliate of what pro football team?
Oh.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you're the first person with the correct answer, you win that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Everybody that calls qualifies for the end of the week grand prize drawing. That's Friday around 8:55. 272-9228.
A minor accident, East Boulevard. This is going to be right up from Troy Highway in front of the Ford dealership. Please use caution there. Other than that, light to moderate traffic everywhere else. We're busy on 231 out of Wetumpka, and we do have a backup of traffic on Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Construction work continues there today. Highway 14 just out of Prattville, past the airport if you're headed to Selma. Highway 14 blocked at Golson Road due to a three-car accident with injuries. Last report, the road is still blocked there. We'll keep you updated. Ball is here at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, JLL Managed Development. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we go to Phyllis first on this Pop Quiz question. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
So, hey, the answer is the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, it is. Yes, a Wyoming station. They have 30 affiliates, and one of them is in Cheyenne, Wyoming. How about
awesome.
So you have a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, and you've qualified for the grand prize drawing at the end of the week. Thank you, Phyllis. Okay. Now we have follow-ups galore here, starting with Jay Tom.
Hey.
Hey, good hey. Morning.
Morning.
Hey, so the Raspberry Awards have only done two retractions. For what two actors?
Well, one of them was Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, right.
And the other one was a woman.
Yeah.
I remember.
You remember her name? By any chance?
That's close enough.
I've got it written down. I can't find it.
All right, you know what? We're going to give it to you anyway.
Yeah.
It's Shelley Duvall.
Good one.
Oh, great.
Okay, we go on to Steve.
Good morning. Beautiful morning here.
Yeah.
Hey, so Miss Shelley had a bunch of Titanic complaints. I just want to know one of her complaints.
I'll tell you, you know, she's lucky to be alive. But yeah, a cold room, of
oh,
all things.
That's right.
Know?
It was just
cold room.
Yes, that's exactly right. That'll
good work, Steve. Thank you for the call. And gray hair wants a shot.
Yes, yeah, beautiful up there in the LA City area, man.
Well, listen. We mentioned a moon in Mars that rotates so quickly you can actually watch it rotate in one day twice around the planet. What moon in Mars does that?
Something like Three Holos or something.
You know, on phonics we should.
Okay, it's Phobos, but we're going to give it. We're just so liberal this moring. We're going to give it.
yeah.
That's yeah, nice. I don't deal with liberals. I don't handle them well.
We're just liberal about moves.
Right, then, I'm sorry, we have to retract your dinger.
Give me two if you're going to be a liberal. Give me two.
Okay.
Hey, we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
But we, you know, a voice in my head just said to me,
boy, look at the time.
And that voice was?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, Best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Matt, nice morning going on. It's 54 as of an hour ago when they sent out the latest temperature. We'll get a new update here in a minute. But look for a warmer day today with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Mostly sunny skies, clear, rather cool, 54 tonight. Closer to the mid 80s tomorrow, Wednesday, more sun. Mid to upper 80s Thursday and Friday, still tolerable humidity and cool nights. And then a cold front moves through the state Friday. Friday's actually going to be the hottest day of the week, so follow me here. So the front will move through, and then be back behind it on Saturday. It'll be breezy and noticeably cooler the first Saturday of the fair, with temperatures only in the 70s for highs and 70s on set Sunday. So some really nice fall air is on its way, and that'll be arriving, as I said, we'll feel it on Saturday. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 54, 752.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's one of those days where a bunch of things are being celebrated. It is Cinnamon Roll Day. It is Taco Day. It is Vodka Day.
It is Blue Shirt Day.
We also have a pair of tickets for the wine festival.
Yes.
So how about next hour we do the spelling bee idea?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Spelling bee.
Vodka spelling bee.
Yeah. Because the brands are kind of...
Okay.
They carry more consonants than vowels. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of those brand names need a vowel movement. Yeah. It is 7:51, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. And that's how you not only win the wine festival tickets, but a seafood bistro gift card. Something a little bit different, but you love it when we give you an educational opportunity to win, right?
No.
Well, we are trying. The Wall Street Journal report is in, and the market is up so far again today. Let's see what's the latest.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Insurance companies are anticipating between $42 billion and $57 billion in losses from Hurricane Ian. The total, which includes damage from wind, storm surge, and flooding, excludes losses covered by the U.S. government's National Flood Insurance Program. Those could bring the top end of the estimated range closer to $60 billion. General Motors said Monday it is ramping up its electric vehicle assembly plans, hiking production of the EV Chevrolet Bolt and other vehicles. GM reported its highest quarterly sales of the Chevrolet Bolt EV and Bolt EUV, which totaled 14,709 vehicles. The U.S. National Labor Relations Board said a 10-month lockout of workers at an ExxonMobil Corporation refinery in Texas was an unlawful effort to remove the United Steelworkers Union representing the workers. The NLRB asked an administrative law judge to issue back pay, among other remedies. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy. Yeah, it's 265-7588. 265-7585. She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update. We are almost through three quarters of 2022, and some trends in our market has emerged. First, even though we have fewer than 900 homes on the market for sale in the River region, it now looks like we are heading into a more balanced market. Second, some of the panic buying we were seeing at the beginning of this year has stopped, and instead of 10 or more offers per listing, we are now getting one or two offers per listing, and in many ways, better offers. Third, homebuyers may have a little more time to shop before they buy, which I believe is a good thing, even though it is still limited supply of homes available at one time. Fourth, even though the rate on mortgages has gone up, it's still lower than the average rate over the last 10 years. If the rate goes lower in the future, then refinance and get a better rate. For all the details, call Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or 221-2883.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things. Yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time now for the Baumhauer's Victory Grill Ultimate Iron Bowl Tailgate Experience Phrase That Feeds.
I think it's pretty cool.
And the phrase that feeds is...
Alabama Hot Chicken. An exclusive at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Those three words can qualify you for a drawing on Friday that could win you a lunch bunch for six. Winning that makes you one of seven people eligible for the final drawing the week before the Iron Bowl to be Bob's guest, Bob Baumhauer's personal guest at the private party, private tailgating event in Tuscaloosa for this year's Iron Bowl. That's a great prize. But it starts with those three words. Alabama Hot Chicken, sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228, and if you are, that's step one to winning both of those prizes. We are at 757. So, we don't do enough educational stuff on the show, right?
No.
So, why don't we have a spelling bee, good old-fashioned spelling bee.
Okay.
Since today is National Vodka Day. Sometime after 8 o'clock, we will get started with that.
Ooh, there's some pretty wild vodka names.
Yeah, I know. It's and when, you know, you go through the kind of thing I did, where you're just destroying your life on this stuff, you start drinking brands that have no vowels in the name whatsoever. It's just cheap. And that is, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing to do. Halloween and Christmas are, you know, the stores are so out in front, and I think they're trying to do things. One is to sell what they can before the inflation gets worse or the economy slows down more, and before prices go up on certain items again. It's just crazy. We did something earlier today about an item that's not only seeing tremendous price increases.
Butter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now they're talking shortages.
Shortages of butter? Really?
Do you recall a time in our lives where we had shortages of all this stuff?
No. I mean, what, are the cows going on strike?
During the pandemic or whenever there's something going on, there's always a run on toilet paper. That you kind of, we're kind of programmed.
Yeah, that's understandable, I think.
To prepare for that, but